Revelation 2, verses 1 to 3. The good qualities of this church. Christ commends this church. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. And now in particular today, verses 2 and 3. I know your deeds. I know your hard work. I know your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men. I know that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not. And I know that you have found them false. I know that you have persevered and have endured hardships for my name. And I know you have not grown weary. Ephesians 2, particularly 2 and 3. I know I added the words I know, but they're there, really. They're to be understood. Christ knows all this, and he commends this church for all these things. Very briefly, then, what are these good qualities to be cultivated by us? After all, the Spirit is speaking to the churches. Brother and sister, he's speaking to me, and he's speaking to you. He's speaking to us as churches. He's speaking to us as individuals. But this is a church matter here, mostly. In particular, what does Christ know? He knows their actions, their works. Your deeds, he calls it. Your hard work. Your perseverance in that hard work. This is a church not given up merely to words and platitudes, pious sentiments, having conferences, passing resolutions. No, it rolls its sleeves up, and it gets down to work, deeds, action, hard work, and perseverance. And the word severe is nearly in the middle of perseverance. Hard work, through disappointing circumstances. Any person who's tried to work for Christ, you will know how easy it is to get weary. That's why we're told not to get weary, to endure in work. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's so easy to faint. But the church at Ephesus had hard in its pagan circumstances, in its idolatrous city, in its opulent, wealthy, extravagant place, military place, a working, spiritual, active, persevering, toiling even to pain and trouble, hard work. But not only were they a workish church, they were a doctrinal church, sound in doctrine. Well, that's almost a tautology to be doctrinal. How can believers not be doctrinal? They were well taught, clearly. They had studied. They had, their preaching was of some quality. Their instruction, their teaching ministry, they had grasped things. They'd had Paul, they'd had Apollos, they'd had elders. Paul had stayed there a long time, he'd had success. Read Acts 19 and read Acts 20. And see how this church had prospered and was prospering under this ministry and mutually sound in doctrine. How do we know that? Well, they are able to test. They're able to discipline, and that's the next point. They are faithful in their testing of wicked men and wickedness. Not only wicked principles, but wicked men. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men. It is very difficult to deal with people, but these people have dealt with people. How often I've been told, well, it's a question of personality or whatever it is, as though that excuses everything. This church had not gone down that road. It had not tolerated wicked men, not put up with them, but you have tested them. It didn't matter what their claims were. Oh, we're apostles, you know. It doesn't matter what their name is, or their so-called following, or their status in the church, or in the society. They were intolerant of error and false teachers. They hated it. Verse 6, to jump ahead. You hate the practices, not just merely the principles, but the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. They were zealous against error, and they were zealous for truth, Christ's truth. They hated immorality. I think that's what's in verse 6, the Nicolaitans. and had gone on in spite of difficulties. And you found the force. You've gone on with this. How do I know it's difficult? Well, try dealing with people. People who claim to be apostles. People who got this kind of following. But they had done it. And they faced it. And they dealt with it. A workers' church. A sound in doctrine. A testing, disciplining people. Despite names and titles. They'd gone for principles. They'd gone for practices. And they'd gone for people, too. When they were wrong. They were a discerning people. I can only assume that they were of the stamp of Acts 17:11. They were Bereans. They searched the scriptures and knew these things to be so. I can only believe that they were the Galatians 2 stamp, that they knew that they had to stand, as Paul did, against Peter. And they were abounding in work. They had persevered. They'd gone on with it, verse 3. They've endured hardships for the name of Christ, and they've not grown weary. Abounding, continuing, doing all for the name of Christ, shown endurance, enduring hardships for my name, for the gospel, for Christ himself. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. They had done all things for the glory of God. They were a doctrinal church. They were a church prepared to discipline. They knew their duty. They didn't take the route of least resistance, looking for ease. They didn't grumble and grow dispirited and give up or give in. No, they were sound. They organized themselves according, it seems to me, the apostolic teaching. They were sound in administration, in practice, and in principle. A highly commended church. A highly commendable church. And brothers and sisters, we need this kind of spirit today. Workish. Disciplined. Sound in doctrine. Knowing where we are. Standing for the truth. Going on with it. Persevering for Christ. In this wicked and evil world. And amongst ourselves. Standing for the truth. Persevering. Enduring. Not growing weary. Not tolerant. In the wrong sense, not tolerating the evil and the corrupt and the corruptible. I know, and I commend you for it, says Christ. Well done, good and faithful servant. Blessed be the name of God for churches that will make this stand, for preachers, teachers, writers, believers, individuals, and churches together who will do this kind of thing in love. We must speak the truth in love, yes. But we must speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4. May God bless this little discourse to us. My friends, we're awash today with error, with all kinds of teaching, with claims of men, superstars, and all the rest of it. We need discernment. We need courage. We need to be active. We need to be zealous. We need to tolerate no evil, but to tolerate all manner of difficulty and endure all manner of hardship and persevere in the faith and in our discipline and duty for Christ to bring glory to him and all for his name's sake. May we cultivate the good here. Blessed be God for this passage. May it challenge us and may it produce in us the fruit which will glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.